From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. and Russia claim efforts have quelled fighting in Syria. The U.S. and Russia say their combined effort to quell unrest in Syria has resulted in a significant decrease in fighting from some areas, but challenges remain. In a joint statement issued Tuesday, the two countries said fighting between the Syrian regime and the rebels had dropped significantly in North Latakia and East Ghouta, two areas that are part of localized ceasefires brokered by the U.S. and Russia in late April. Just a short while ago, VOA spoke with our correspondent Pam Dawkins, who's traveling with the Secretary of State, to find out what this statement is all about.
In the statement, Russia vows to work with Syrian authorities to minimize aviation operations over civilian areas, and the U.S. pledges to intensify support and assistance to regional allies. The U.S. and Russia are co-chairs of a ceasefire task force that has been monitoring violations to a nationwide cessation of hostilities that took effect in February.
Now, that ceasefire has had mixed results. One of the most troublesome areas has been the city of Aleppo, where nearly 300 people have been killed in unrest in recent weeks. A North Korean official makes an announcement on behalf of his government regarding a team of BBC journalists expelled from North Korea. This is an unnamed North Korean official has translated a statement by Oh Ryong-il, who is the Secretary General of North Korea via the National Peace Committee.
We have decided to expel a Tokyo BBC correspondent, Rupert A. Winfield Hayes, from the territory of the DPRK, and we are going to never admit him again.
Now, Rupert Winfield Hayes and his team were detained Friday as they were about to leave North Korea. Winfield Hayes was interrogated for 8 hours. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron warned during a speech on Monday that Britain would raise the risk of war if it chooses to leave the European Union in a referendum vote scheduled for later on this year. Mr. Cameron gave the major speech Monday on national security as the so-called Brexit campaign winds to a close before the country votes June 23rd on whether it wants to continue to be a member of the 28-nation alliance. He went on to argue that the EU has helped to quell violence in the past when countries had been at each other's throats for decades. The new mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, seems to agree with the prime minister despite not being in the same party.
I think we Labour need to get involved in the argument. I mean, Jeremy Corbyn is getting involved in the argument for us to remain in the EU. We've got to explain to people's head and heart why it's so important to London's prosperity and to our country's well-being. There's huge cultural benefits, huge social benefits, huge benefits to our security and to our economy. I'm looking forward to Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour Party, you know, those in the Conservative Party who agree with us to campaign so we can remain in the EU.
Now, Mr. Cameron also warned of potentially devastating economic consequences if Britain chooses to turn its back on the EU. Canadian officials say they've reached a turning point in combating the huge wildfire that has destroyed a large area of the province of Alberta in Western Canada. Nearly 90,000 people in the city of Fort McMurray grabbed what few belongings they could and fled when the fire started. While the flames so far have not reached any major oil processing facilities, they remain closed and global oil prices have soared over concerns about the Canadian fires. Alberta's home to the world's third largest reserves behind Saudi Arabia and Venezuela. In a rare cosmic occurrence, Mercury has begun to move across the sun. Now, it's called the transit of Mercury, and it started about 7 o'clock this morning, local time here in Washington. That would have been about 4 hours ago. During the event, the smallest planet will move across the sun for about 7.5 hours. The last transit was in 2006. The next one will be in 2019. This is NASA scientist Dr. Yari Collado-Vega.
The transits are very important to us because it's actually something that has been used by astronomers for hundreds of years to understand our solar system. How far our planets are from our sun, you know, the atmosphere of our planets. But nowadays, they're actually used, the same system, when the planet crosses in front of the star, it causes the light of the star to dim a little bit. And they use that system to find planets outside our solar system, the exoplanets, and see if they can understand those planets, the atmosphere, and if they actually can find some kind of life form in them.
Best views for sky watchers, North America, Western Europe, Northwestern Africa, and South America. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.